So before we start learning tonight, tonight's shir is dedicated to Iluyah Nishmosa of Isha Hashuva Sora Bas Iser Bel. Shetanuach v'sholam al Mishkova, she should be Maritzes Yosha for her family. They should only know Ach, Toi v'chesed, and Simcha, and Nachas. So last week we discussed the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and we also touched upon the mitzvah of Tefillah. And I stress that the Rambam counts Tefillah as one of the mitzvahs to say in Taryag Mitzvahs, and the Ramban says no, Tefillah is a Rabbonah, and we discussed it at length. I would not like to speak about the same topic tonight, judging from my Talmidim. I think people sometimes remember what I spoke 10 years ago, so I would assume you remember what we spoke about last week. But I would want to dedicate tonight's shiur to the mitzvah of tefillah, specifically with an emphasis on the chiyuv of noshim b'tefillah. Because we are in the midst of studying Maase Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the Gemara says in Brachos Chovov, tefillah is Avos tiknum. Avraham tikken shachras, Yitzchak tikken mincha, Yaakov tikken arvis. And we also find the tefillahs of the imohos. In this week's parsha, after Leah has a few children, Vayishma Elohim El Leah, V'tayel V'telet Yaakov Ben Chamishi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the tefillahs of Rochel, V'yizker Elohim Es Rochel, V'yishma El Leah Elohim, V'yivtech Es Rachma. So Leah davened and Rochel davened. So I would like to discuss tonight, are Noshim Mechuyev B'tefillah and to what extent? First of all, analyzing the basics and reaching conclusions halacha lemaisa. So as I mentioned last week, according to the Rambam, tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it is la'avdei b'chol avavcham, like the Gemara says in Tanis Abayis Medal Afayis Avodah Shebelev Zu Tefillah. The Ramban disputes the Rambam's opinion, and the Ramban brings many raya's that tefillah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, primarily from Masechet Brachos. So in Brachos Daf Chof Aleph from Medalef, Baal Keri definitely needs to say Kriya Shema and Berchas and Mosim because those are the Uraisa, but they patted him from Tefillah because Tefillah is the Rabbonim. Sofa Kora Kriya Shema, Sofa Kloi Kora, Choyze Vekoyle, because it's a Sveike the Uraisa. Sofa Kespalal, Einoi Choyze Vemispalal, because it's Sveike the Rabbonim. So the Ramban maintains Tefillah is a Chiyav the Rabbonim. Now we explained last week, the Chiyav is the Rabbonim, but there definitely would be a mitzvah d'oraisa because that is the essence of avodas Elokim and of dveikus in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. How about noshim? So in Brachos Daf Chof, the Mishnah says noshim are potter from kriya shema, but they are chayev b'tefillah. And the Gemara Chof Amid Beis a Masechet Brachos, the Gemara says noshim are potter from kriya shema because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. We have kriya shema shel shachris and kriya shema shel arvis. You can't perform Krishma Shachris by night, and neither could you be Yoitze Krishma Shalavis by day. So it is defined as a mitzvah sasechas mangrom and noshim pturois. Why are noshim chayiv in tefillah? So there are various different girasois and different interpretations of the Gemara. In our Gemara, the girasa is noshim chayiv is betefillah, my tame rachame, because tefillah is rachamim. And women need chasdei shemaim just as men do. They need bona, they need chaya, they need mezayna. They need a kodesh baruch hu's rachamim just as men do. So noshim are chayev mishum the rachamim. Tefillah is rachamim. Tefillah is rachamim. So according to one gerasa, the Gemara asks pshita, why wouldn't noshim be chayev? Why do we need a reason that the tefillah is rachamim? May the same, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Erev uvoiker v'tzohorayim, havi amini, it's a mitzvah sasei shas man groma, kamash malan, noshim chayovis. So according to this gerasa, the Gemara asks, pshita, why wouldn't noshim be chayiv in tefillah? So the Gemara says, one might assume that it's a mitzvah sasei shas man groma. Rashi says, no, this is a mistake, this gerasa. Why would the Gemara ask pshita? Why would the Gemara ask pshita? Tefillah is not a mitzvah d'oraisa, and therefore, why would it go without saying that noshim are chayev, and we need to say? So Rashi says tefillah rachami. And we might think that it would be a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, kumash malon. Yes, might be a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, but no shamachayev because it's rachani. And Tosfos, so Rashi is goyres pshita, but Tosfos says we shouldn't be goyres. So Tosfos argues it's a mitzvah derabbanan. A mitzvah derabbanan, there is no concept of mitzvah sasei shazman groma no sham pturois, and therefore Tosfos omits the gersa pshita, my disciple mitzvah sasei shazman groma. But Rashi and Tosfos both agree that the reason Noshem Archayev is because tefillah is rachami. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis of Hilchos Tefillah. First of all, the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Sasei Shel Torah, she is palel b'kol yoim. And the Rambam goes on to explain that the Mitzvah Tefillah and the Torah has no zman. One needs to daven every day, but it has no specific time limitation, and that is why Noshem Archayev, because it's a mitzvah seisha, ein hazman grama. That is the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, l'chayde, there is no need for the svara that tefillah is rachame, and therefore Noshem Archayev. There's no reason to exempt Noshem from tefillah. So we don't need a reason why Noshem Archayev, because there is no reason why Noshem should not be chayev. The Rambam explains tefillah is a mitzvah diuraisa. And minatoira, there is no zman. Chayev odom lespalel bekol yoim. And that is why Noshem Achayev, because it's a mitzvah sasei, she'ein hazman grama. So the Meiri says, according to the Rambam, that is not the correct girsa. The Gemara does not say mishum derachame, but rather Noshem or Chayev. And the Gemara asks Pshita, why not? And the Gemara says, we would have a havamina that it's a mitzvah seisha hazman groma because of the posuk in Tehillim. But in reality, Tehillim is only Tehillim. And minatoira, it's not zman groma. And that is why Noshem Archayev, because it's a mitzvah seisha ein hazman groma. Shulchan Aruch follows in the footsteps of the Rambam in Siman Kuvav, Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, Noshem Archayev in tefillah, because it's a mitzvah seisha, she'ein hazman gro. So the Rambam is not a commentator, but rather a posek. So what is the Rambam's girsa in the Gemara? According to the Meiri, it's not rachame, because we don't need an explanation why Noshem Archayev in tefillah, because it's rachame, because there's no reason to pater Noshem from tefillah, because min haTorah it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So the Meiri and the Bach both say, according to the Rambam, we don't have the Gersa Rachami. And what is the Shagas Aryeh? Siman Yudalad, and the Shagas Aryeh deals with the question, who's right, Rambam or Ramban? Is Tefillah a mitzvah d'oraisa, or rather a mitzvah d'rabbanan? And the Shagas Aryeh Maskona very powerfully stating his opinion that the Ramban is right, and Tefillah is definitely only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and not a mitzvah d'oraisa. But in the very first paragraph, in Siman Yudana, the Shagas Aryeh argues, maybe the Rambam does have a garrison in the Gemara Noshem Archayev because it's rachame. And the Gemara means to say, because tefillah is rachamim, that is why Noshem Archayev in Gimel tefillah is b'kol yoyim. That is only a chiyuv derabbanan. The chiyuv d'oraisa is because it's a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman grama. But one could still doubt, are Noshem Chayev to daven three times every day? Midrabbonon, it is a zman groma, because midrabbonon we have shachris, we have mincha, we have arvis. So maybe the chi of the rabbonon doesn't apply, and Noshem could get away with just like the mitzvah d'oraisa, having somewhat of a tefillah b'kol yoyim. So the Shagas Aryeh suggests, maybe the Rambam does have the gersa and the Gemara, my tama, why are Noshem Chayev in tefillah? Because it's rachame. And the Gemara means to say, that is why Noshem have the same chiyev as anoshem, as men. And just like men eat to daven three times a day, the same would apply to Noshem. And according to that interpretation, we do not need to change the gersa in accordance to the Rambam's opinion. Yes, it is a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. And that is reason enough that Noshem are chayev min haTorah. But would they be also chayev in three tefillahs every day? That is a mitzvah derabbanan. And regarding the derabbanan, that is a zman grama. So maybe we would say, and this is a very interesting chakira, very interesting shayla, a mitzvah that by its very essence, mena Torah is not zman grama. But the derabbanan, the part of the mitzvah, is zman grama. Would we say that Nosha Machayev Bidurais and the potter from the derabbanan? The Shagasari says yes. And that is why, even according to the Rambam, we need the reasoning, we need the svora, rachamei, that noshim should be chai with three tefillas every day. Mishnah Brura, Siman Kuvav, Siv Kotan Dalet, quotes the Mogen Avraham, and the Mogen Avraham is in Siman Reish, Tzadik Tes, and Shulchan Aruch Archayim. That even if we say noshim archayim in tefilla, it would only apply to Shachris, and mincha, tefillas aves and shus. That is the halacha. Tosfos brings from the halachas gedolos. Tefillas aves basically is the shus. Kibluhu olai choivo. Noshim were not mekabel choivo. And that is why noshim daven shachas and mincha. And I think that is the more common minig today. Even those ladies that do daven, usually don't daven marav, they daven shachas and mincha. Because al pi alocha kaimer on tefillas aves yeshus, it is only kiblu olayim choiva. And I think about 2 years ago, I do not recall, I would guess it's about 2 years ago, maybe I gave a shiur about kiblu olayim choiva. I'm not sure. Maybe I said that shiur on chalamoid, not in one of the weekly shiurim. But that is a major discussion, kiblu olayim choiva. But Tosfos does bring that, not regarding noshim, tefillas aves yeshus. But it is a reshus that developed into a chiyuv kiblu aleihem choiva. Noshim lo kiblu aleihem choiva, and that is why noshim are chayiv, just in two basic tefillas bekol yoyim. So, after we discussed the two different approaches and opinions and girsois and brochas davchov, let's move on in halacha lamaisa. Yes.
Marif, why not? Why only shachas mincha?
What's because Marev, basically, it's a machlokes tanuim with a tefillas aves choiv and tefillas aves yeshus. La locha kaiman and tefillas aves yeshus and not a choiv. And why is that? Tefillas keneged korbonos tiknum, shul shachras is keneged tumen shul shachar, minchi keneged tumen shul aveinu abayim. What's aves? There was no third korban. Chalavim ve'evrim that were left over, and that ektora is aves. That is optional. It's not mandatory. Sometimes the chalavim ve'evanim were burned during the day when there weren't that many karbonis. So it's not a chiyuv to be makta chalavim ve'evanim balayla. It is only because they were left over. And that is why it's for the tefillas aves yeshus. And that is the halacha. So Tosfos brings kiblu aleihem choiva. So at another opportunity, and I think I wrote about this extensively in a few times in my forum. What is the essence of kiblu aleihem choiva? Why does it become a choiva? What is the power of a tzibur or an individual to take upon himself? Is that a din of neder, or it has another understanding? But we won't discuss that today because that's a big sugya into itself. But the Mogen Avraham in Reish Tzadik Tes says, noshim are chayiv, and they are chayiv just like men, but even by men, tefillas aves, is that a shos kiblu aleihem choiv and noshim lo kiblu aleihem choiv. So why would we say noshim lo kiblu aleihem choiv? Well, one could argue noshim in days of yore weren't even that fluent in nusach hatfilah or in loshon kodesh, and many women didn't really understand what they're saying, and women were far busier than men once upon a time. So the Mogen Avraham argues probably Noshim lo kiblu aleihem choiva, and that is why Noshim archayim in shachas amincha, not in aves. Just as an example, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tov Beites, quoting earlier sources, that women shouldn't say a brocha on Tzvias Weimer because they don't understand what they count. In our day and age, women are as smart as men, sometimes smarter. And sometimes they have a problem, a young couple, and the woman is far more fluent in Hilcha Shabbos than her husband. So her husband learned in yeshiva, and he knows a few blatten baba kam and a few blatten kedushin, but Sometimes the young ladies know more halachan than their husbands. So today, I think women would be very offended if you say they shouldn't say a brocha on Sfiras HaYomim because they don't understand what they're saying. They understand very well what they're saying. So the Mogen Avraham assumes Noshim lo kiblu aleihem chayv, and that is why women daven shachris mincha and not ours. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Mogen Avraham assume in Kuvav Siv Kotan Daled, and that seems to be his psak lahalacha that Noshim should daven shachris mincha and not ours. Och Shulchan, on the other hand, says Noshim have the same din as Anoshim, and they need to daven three tefillas every day. So there are three different approaches and opinions regarding Noshim. The Mogen Avraham, Siv Kotan Beis and Siman Kuvav writes, Rav Nashadidan do not daven the Shmoyne Esra. And that is what the Mogen Avraham writes. The Efshar, that according to the Rambam, Chayav Odom Leisparel B'Kol Yoyim. But that Chiyuv, we're Yoytze when we say Moidani in the morning, when a person opens his eyes and he says, Moidani lefonechu, he's Yoytze the Chiyuv Diuraisa. Ve'efshar, even the Chachomim work Machayev Noshim, only an Noshim. And that is why, Nashadidan, our wives, our woman, the Mogen Avraham writes, their minig is not to daven. They don't say Shmoinese. That's the Mogen Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah disputes the opinion of the Mogen Avraham on two different counts. One count is, maybe that is correct according to the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, the Tefillah is midrabbonon, and if Tefillah is midrabbonon, and Rabbonon were mitakn Tefillah samidah the Shmoinese. So you cannot be yoitz in any other way, in any other form, because of Tefillah the Rabbonon, and this is the Rabbonon, that a person needs to daven Shmoinese three times a day. So the Mogen Avraham says, the Mogen Avraham, not the Mogen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah argues, the Mogen Avraham might be right according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, Tefillah is a Dioraisa. So what is the minimum requirement min HaTorah? Chayav Odom Lesparel B'Kol Yoyim. Whatever, he says Moidani, that's enough. But the Mishnah Berurah argues, Rav Rishayim follow in the footsteps of the Ramban, the Tefillah is a Mitzvah the Rabbonon. And many Achroinim argue the same, including the Shagas Aryeh. So, this is a paradox. The Mogen Avraham, the Rambam, if Tefillah is the Uraisa, Lagavinoshim, it's a big kula. If Tefillah is the Rabbonon, Lagavinoshim, it's a big chumra. Because if we assume Tefillah is the Rabbonon, the opinion of the Ramban and the Shagas Aryeh, and many between the Tosfos and the Ramban and Shagas Aryeh, then Chiyuv Tefillah equals Tefillah Samida three times a day. Because the entire mitzvah of Tefillah is the Rabbonon, and this is what Chachamim were metaken. Yudches Broches, three times a day. According to the Rambam, Tefillah is the Uraisa, and min HaTorah, the minimum requirement is anything. Just say a Bekasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu, smile down to me today. You know, give me my daily needs, whatever I need. That is enough. And the Mogen Avraham says, maybe even mit HaRabbonon, maybe Chachamim were metaken only for Anoshim, and not for Anoshim. What is more important is the minig quoted and brought by the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham writes, Nashadidan, don't daven Tefillah Samida. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because most of the Ashoinim and Achroinim follow in the footsteps of the Ramban, Noshim have a chiyuv to daven. But they could get away with two Tefillahs every day, not three. Shachas and Mincha, because Tefillahs have a seshus. Och HaShulchan says, Din Noshim kedin Anoshim. So we have two interesting arguments. Regarding the Mogen Avraham says, Efshar, even Chachamim weren't metaken for Noshim. And why not? And why not? If Tefillah is Rachami, why not? Mogen Avraham in another source, Reish Tzadik Teh says, Noshim might be Chayav in Tefillah, but Arvis, which is Kibre Elei, Loi Kibru Aleim. Och HaShulchan says, why not? Who says Loi Kiblu? Why would we assume that Anoshim Kiblu Aleim Venoshim Lo Kiblu Aleim? So, there are three different opinions. Mogen Avraham writes, Noshim, just say, some tefillah every day. Mishnah Berurah says, Ra'ui, they should daven twice a day, Shachas and Mincha. the full formula of Yud Ches Brochas of Shemayin Esah, Och HaShulchan, goes even farther, and Och HaShulchan says they need to daven 3 times every day. There's an amazing tshuva in Radbaz, tshuva Radbaz, Chelek Hei, Beis Alofem Kuf Ayin Vav. So the Radbaz discusses a person that's in the middle of a journey, in the desert, through the forest, I don't know where he's going, but he's on a journey and he can't daven Tfilas Amida. What should he do? And it's not clear in Tshuva Radbaz, so why can't he daven Tfilas Amida? Why can't he just stop for a few moments and say the Shemayin Esah? How long does it take? The Radbaz doesn't get into details, but he says he's on a journey and he can't stop, he can't daven Tfilas Amida. So maybe he's not on his own. He's part of an expedition, he's part of a caravan, and they're moving and they won't wait for him, and he's busy just taking care of his car, his mule, and he just can't step aside because they're going to leave him on the side of the road. Anyway, so the Radbaz discusses a person that can't daven because he's on his way. So the Radbaz says, he needs to say Tfilas HaDerech every day. And he's Yoytze Iker Achiev mitfilas HaDerech. Because Chayav Odom Nesparal B'Kol Yoy Min HaTorah, there is no basic formula. He's on his way anyway, so he should say every day Tfilas HaDerech. And then the Radbaz says, maybe he should say Tfilas HaDerech 3 times a day. Keneged Shachas Mincha Maariv. To me, that seems a very strange argument. So he says, okay, so he can't say Shemayin Esah, but he could say Tfilas HaDerech. Let him say Tfilas HaDerech 3 times. I think that would be a Brocha Levatola. Why? He's in the same journey. How would he say Tfilas HaDerech 3 times? After all, it's not Shemayin Esah. It's Tfilas HaDerech. So I don't even think you could say Tfilas HaDerech every day, because as long as you didn't reach your destination, okay. So some argue, but you sleep by night, every morning you could say Tfilas HaDerech. So the Radbaz says, Kula hai lo atrachuho, but the Radbaz, similar to the Mugran Rom, says, Mena Torah, you could be Yoitza with any Tfilah, Tfilah Kalchu, so you tvei Tfilas HaDerech, and that would be sufficient. But the Chiddush of the Mugran Rom is regarding Noshim, and the Radbaz does not discuss that. Regarding Noshim, Efshar, that Chachamim were bechlal nat metake nusach HaTfilah for Noshim, only for Anoshim. So there are 3 different opinions. The Mugran of Rome seems to contradict himself, because I already today quoted 2 Mugran of Rome's, Kuvav, Siv Kotten Beis. The Mugran of Rome says, our women don't daven Shemayin Esah. And why not? Because according to the Rambam in the Torah, you could say Tfilah Kolshi. So they say Tfilah Kolshu. They get up in the morning and they say, Moed Ani Lefanecho. V'efshe Shegam Chachomim weren't mitaken more than that. But there is another Mugran of Rome, Siv Kotten Tetzayin Reish Tzadik Tes. So that is Dinei Avdolah. And the Gemara says, not the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch and all the Poskim say, if a person needs to do a Malocha and he didn't have Marav yet, he should say Boruch HaMadol Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. And he should just say Avdolah, even though he didn't say Atu Choyn Antonu and he wasn't Mavdil B'Tfilo. And the Mugran of Rome writes that it's actually in the Ramah, that Noshim Einon Mavdilois B'Tfilo. And therefore, if they need to do a Malocha, they should say HaMavdil Bein Koidish L'Choyl. And the Mugran of Rome explains, why are Noshim not Mavdil B'Tfilo? Noshim Lo Nahagu L'Ispalel Arvis. And that is where the Mugran of Rome explains, because Tfilas Arvis is Shus. Noshim Kiblo Aleim Anoshim Kiblo Aleim Choyva. Noshim Lo Kiblo Aleim Choyva. So the Mugran of Rome there, Reish Tzadik Tes writes, that women don't have the minhag to daven Maariv. Seems to be that they do have the minhag to daven Shachris HaMincha, contrary to what the Mugran of Rome himself writes in Simin Kuv Vav. So I think in Reish Tzadik Tes he explains the Ramah, that Noshim Einon Mavdilois B'Tfilo. So he writes Lo Nehagu, and that is in previous generations. But the Mugran of Rome in Kuv Vav speaks about his day and age, and his Mokoyim, and the kehilas in which he lived, and he says Our Noshim are not noig at all to say Tfilas Shmoyin Asra. And the Efshar Chachom Amur Metachin for Noshim, which seems to be a Geval Chiddush. So, in recent generations, since Beis Yaakov spread like wildfire, Baruch Hashem, one of the amazing things that happened to Klal Yisrael in the last 100 years is Chinuch HaBonos, because 100 years ago, for many years, Jewish children, from children, didn't go to school. They got all their chinuch at home. So there were countries in which it was compulsory basic education for children, and they used to go to Goyish schools. There were no Jewish schools, still Beis Yaakov some 100 and some more years ago. And since our Noshim became far more learned and fluent in Loshon Kodesh, I think the basic chinuch is for girls, they should have in two tefillahs every day, Shachris and Mincha, and that is the more common minhag. So, halacha lemaisa, in our society, when women are so overworked and overstrained and overbooked, and Baruch Hashem, big families, and most of young women also have jobs, and you know, it's a great mesilas nefesh of this generation. Do they need to daven? So sometimes on the streets in Yerushalayim, you see young ladies running and with a sitter in their hand, and they're davening on the buses, on the trains, and the cars, on the streets. And on one hand, it's an amazing Kiddush Hashem, but are they mechuyev in tefillah? So basically, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and I think it would be according to most achronim, if the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, noshim achayev in tefillah, probably it would mean just like a noshim. The Magen Avraham says it wasn't their minig, but the Mishnah Berurah and many others say, why not? After all, everybody agrees that noshim achayev in tefillah would be a great chiddush to say that their chiyev is not the same as the chiyev of a noshim. So one Magen Avraham drops arvis, that's more reasonable, but the other Magen Avraham drops tefillas amida entirely. So, after all, it's a Magen Avraham and it carries tremendous weight. So, many present-day Sforim, and I think the first is Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, you can't get away with Moida Ani. The minimal requirement is Shevach, Bakoshes Tzrochem, and Hoidoya, and that is based on the Rambam. Could I have a Rambam Ahavo? Second Chelek in Rambam of the Yad HaChazok of the Mishnah Torah. Rambam Ahava. The very beginning of Hilchas Tefillah. So the very first halacha in Hilchas Tefillah is just the basic chiddush of the Rambam. Chayev Odom Leispalel Bekol Yoim. So the Rambam starts off Hilchas Tefillah. Mitzvah Saseh Leispalel Bekol Yoim Shenem Avadetem Esa Hashem Elokechem Ve'ein Minyan HaTefillahs Min HaTorah. V'lo mishna tefillah azoyis min ha-toyra. Neither the number of tefillahs nor the nusach ha-tefillah. Ve'ein le-tefillah zman kavua min ha-toyra. Lefichoch, noshim v'avodim chayovim b'tefillah lefi she-mitzisei she-ein ha-zman groma. And then the Rambam goes on and says, Elo, chiev mitzvah zu kachu, chiev mitzvah zu kachu, she-hei odo mispalel u-mischanen b'kol yoim. ומגיד שבוכו של הקודש ברוך הוא, ואחר כך שואל צרוכוב, שהוא צורך להם בבקוש ובתחינה, ואחר כך נויסים שבח וידוי על השם, על הטויבה, שהשפיע עלי כל אחד ויחוד כפי כאיכוי. So many argue, this is a chיוב, and this is the basic requirement. אלו חיוב מצווה זו כך. And therefore, even if we assume that Noshim don't have the Derabonim v'kechelek of Tfilas Amida. But the Rambam writes here, Lefichach, Noshim v'avodam chayov metfilah lefi shemitzvah zei she'en zman grom. That means, Tfilah has no formula, has no zman. Elo chiv mitzvah zu kachu, shehei odam Mispalal u'mischanen. Shavuchoy shel mokoy, mevakesh trochov, and then hoidoye. Where does this halacha come from? Two gemoras in Mesechet Brochas, two fundamental gemoras. On one hand, Daf Lamed Beis, the gemora says in Brochas, and the case of Mishnah on the spot, writes that that is the Rambam's source. Brochas Lamed Beis, Dorosh Reb Samlai, Lo'olem Yisadar Odom Shvokho Shalom Kodesh Bochu, V'chakach Yishol Tzrochov, Shekein Motzinu B'moishe Rabbeinu. Hashem Elokim Atu Achiloiso, Ksiv Basrei, Ebronu Ve'era. Kim Edem Moishe Rabbeinu Ramadnu, Alme Mediuraisa Hochihi. So this is the case of Mishnah. It might also be based on another Gemara, Brochas Daf Lamed Daled, when the Gemara deals with Tfilas Amida. Gimel Rishonis, Shvochi Shal Mokim. Brochas Emtsoyos are Bekoshes Trochim. Brochas Achronis, Ke'eved Shekibel Prasma Rabboi V'yotze. And maybe the Rambam's interpretation is Ke'eved Shekibel Prasma Rabboi, and he bows down and he leaves. And what does he say when he leaves? He probably says, thank you, and expresses gratitude. So these are the two sources on which the Rambam is based. And therefore, Shem Zalman and many other Sifrei Likutim today say, even if an issue is Mekel and she does say Tfilas Amida, she can't rely on Moidani Lefonecho. That is only Yodoya. There is no Shvach, there is no Bekosh Srochem. So she needs to say a Tfilah, there are Shvach, and Bekosh Srochem. And I disagree. I agree with the Mishnah Berurah that lechatchila a woman should try to say twice a day Tfilas Amida and say Shemoneh Esrei. But many bring what we do find in Sichas Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim himself said, women that have many children and big families are potter min tefillah. Hard to say why, but it all depends on the circumstances and the very personal circumstances. If a woman really is busy with her children, little children, and her babies, how could she possibly daven? I mean, when a child is nagging, neither she could have kavanas or tefillah, and sometimes she'll start the shemoneh and she can't then because children have their needs. So it is quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish, even though it doesn't appear in the Chazon Ish. Quoted in the name of the Chofetz Chaim, it doesn't appear in the Mishnah Berurah. And I feel uncomfortable with Shmuis, you know. But I do agree that when a woman is busy with her little children, there's just a matzav in which she can't daven. Choylem u'misham sheyem p'turim min ha'tefillah, oisim misapotam min ha'mitzvah. I think giving a child his needs is like a choyl. We're not dealing with a choyl sheyesh b'sakon. So misham she'achoyl apotam min ha'tefillah because oisim misapotam min ha'mitzvah. Caring for the ill is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah b'kecholim. I think caring for children is a mitzvah. I mean, little kids. I mean, you can't expect them to honor the fact that their mother is davening Shemoneh Esrei and wait patiently till she's over. So I do agree that when a young woman, a mother of children, just feels she can't make it, then she's probably put them in a tefillah. And in that case, we definitely could rely on the woman of Rams that that is our minig. So does she need to make up a new tefillah in her head, which has Shvochi Shel Mokim and a Bakosha and Haidoya? I'm not aware that we have such a tefillah besides the Shemoneh Esrei. So I definitely disagree. That's not the kavanah of the Mogen of Rome. The lashon of the Mogen of Rome is Nashi Didan, don't daven Shemoneh Esrei, and the Yoitza with a Bakosha Kalshu. And the Mogen of Rome says a Bakosha. And I think this Rambam doesn't mean to say that you're not Yoitza only if you say Shvocha Shel Mokim and then a Bakosha and then Hoidoya. No. How do we know this? That's what Moshe did. So what? Who says that's a chiyuv? What the Rambam means to say, that is the proper way to daven. So in the Torah we don't have Tfilas Amida, we don't have the Shmoyne Esra. So what do we have? Lechatchile, min haTorah, one should daven like Moshe daven. Shvacha shel makom, and then b'koshes tzrachim. But even Moshe had shvacha shel makom b'koshes tzrachim. We do not find in that parasha Hoidoyah. We don't find Hoidoyah. So the Rambam obviously puts together the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis Moshe, and Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achonis, Gimel Amtsoyos, all the Rambam means to say, Meikar Adin Min HaTorah, you don't need the Shmoyne Esra. But you do need the Daven Shvachoy, Tzrochim, Hoidoya. But that is definitely not Ma'akev. And none of the Poiskim say this, that the minimal requirement is Shevach, Tzrochim, Hoidoya. Definitely is not the Kavanah of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes Bakosha Kolshi. Neither does the Mishnah Berurah bring it, or any others. So I think it's a mistake. The Rambam just means to say, what is the proper fashion of Tevila? Kach osam Moshe. Ra'olim yisadar adam. But that is not Ma'akev. And therefore the minimal requirement is a Tevila Kolshi, which could either be Bekoshes Tzrochim, or Shevach, or Hoidoya, anything is sufficient min haTorah. And that is the Kavanah of the Magen Avraham. Any Tefillah Kolshu. So last week, when I argued my interpretation of the Ramban, I asked, could you really be a good Jew without ever davening? And the way I formulated my argument, could you be a good Jew without ever talking to a Kodesh Baruch? And in my opinion, Tefillah D'Oraisa says, just talk to him. Just talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you say. Could be Shevach, could be Hoidoya, could be HaKoshes Tzrochim, any of the three. Min haTorah, yesh bo dai. Min haTorah, yo yoytzei deicha bosei. And this Rambam, Shevach, HaKoshes Tzrochim, Hoidoya, is only lechetchile, and it definitely is not ma'akev b'diyeved, kach nel ani yizdaidi. So those opinions that say that a Noshim could get away with a mitzvah min haTorah, even Moedani Lefonecho would be enough. So maybe Berachas haTorah would be enough. But Berachas haTorah doesn't have a doya. It has Shevach, Shebuch HaBonu. It has a Bakosha, Baharevno. Doesn't have a doya. So Berachas haTorah wouldn't be sufficient. And therefore, would we argue that a woman has to make up a new tefillah? It's not reasonable. Not reasonable. Well, what is she supposed to? She's a mechaber of tefillahs. If Noshim couldn't daven, they could make up new tefillahs. Okay, so men haTorah tefillah namesav kol loshoyim. But none of the poskim say that Noshim have to be makbid in shevach and b'koshes tzrochim and haidoya. And even Berachas haTorah, because the Tzrochim comes before Shevach. And if we take this Rambam literally as an ikuv, even Berachas haTorah would definitely not be enough. So therefore, that is my opinion. How about Musaf? This is a big controversy. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Siman Tes, argues, Tfilas Musaf is all about the Korbonis. Korbonis Tzibur. Korban and Simur were bought from Trumas Alishke, from the Shkolim. Noshim HaPotor from Machzis HaShekel. So they didn't have a chelik in Korban and Simur. That is why Noshim HaPotor from Tfilas HaMusofim. Only Shachas HaMincha. But Musaf, Shabbos, Yom Tev Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Kiveg is Mesupik, he wants the Pater Noshim. Psomim Roish. Samem Roish, Samem Pei Tes, writes definitively, Noshim HaPotor from Tfilas HaMusaf, because they didn't give Shkolim, so they didn't have part in Korbanos Tzibur, and therefore the Potter from Tfilas HaMusaf. What the Samem Roish writes definitively, Rebbe Kiveg is Mesupik, and Tshuvas Maram Shik, Samem Tzadik, he asks it as a Kasha Atema, but Pshita Le'edat Noshim Archayev. So I think I mentioned this before. Some Amrashas are safer, Shelo Hayavalo Nivrave, Eino Ela Moshal. And a bad Moshal, not a good one. So, we know today that it's a fake, the safer Some Amrash. Even though came out with Choshev Haskames, Rebbe Kivek quotes him a few times. In our generation, you can't get away with lies. That's one good thing. No, maybe I just made a stupid statement. You can't get away with lies. And how you can. But at least not with falsifying Sforim. Because we have the means today, you know. 100 years ago, somebody printed a silly book, and he writes he found a manuscript in the Bibliothek in St. Petersburg. So today it's so easy to check it out. When he printed that book, there was no Bibliothek in St. Petersburg. There was no such a thing. So once upon a time, Haroitzel Shaker, so we wrote a book in Pest or in Munkach. Nobody knew where St. Petersburg is and how well, they traveled there to check him out. So Haroitzel Shaker, anyway, we know that the Pesum and Rosh Loihoya Voloi Nivro, but the person that published the Pesum and Rosh argued that he found the Xaviad Shuvas of the Rosh. My grades say that Mordechai Benet came out very sharp against the Pesum and Rosh, and he not only argued that it's false, he argued that it's divrei minus, and he found many questionable things in the Pesum and Rosh. Anyway, so Pesum and Rosh says Noshem HaPoter. Rebbe Kivega argues it b'derech Sofek, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, Be'er Yitzchak, Shalas Shuvah Simachov, totally rejects this idea, and he argues Noshem didn't bring Shkolim. But that doesn't mean they don't have a chedek in korban and tzibah. They're part of the tzibah. And the men gave the shkolim, but the women have the mitzvah of korban and tzibah just like the men. And therefore, that is not a reason they should not be chayev in tefillas amusaf. But the tzlach comes up with another argument to be pater noshim from tefillas amusaf. And he says, according to Rashi and Tosis, if the reason Noshem Achayev and Tefillah is because Rachami, Tefillah Samusav is not Rachamim. Shachas Mincha Marav is Rachamim. And that's a Brochas Oem Tzoyis. We ask for Gesund, we ask for Das, we ask for Panosa, Baruch Aleinu Seshonu Azois. So that's why Noshem Achayev in the weekday Tefillah, but Musaf is not Rachamim. But according to the Tzlach, why should Noshim be chayv in any other Tefillah Shabbos? Tefillah Shabbos have no Bekoshes Rachamim. The entire Tefillah. So we need to say, but they're chayv in Shachas, so we do not differentiate between a Vochad the Shachas and a Shabbos the Shachas. If so, we could say they're chayv in Tefillah. And we do not differentiate between Shachas and Musa. So where do we draw the line? So the Tzlach says, Noshem HaPoter maybe from Tefillah Samusav, but even the Tzlach is, it's a nice idea, but the Shoel HaMeshev, Madura Beis, Chelik Beis, Siman Nun Hei, rejects the Tzlach, and he says, Noshem HaChayev and all the Tefillahs, besides Arvis, because Tefillahs Arvis is Shus, as we mentioned before. So regarding Noshem and Tefillah Samusaf, there are two different arguments to exempt Noshem from Tefillah Samusaf, but it's mistaver that they're chayiv. According to the Tzlach, Noshem are potter from Tefillah Samusaf.
How do you classify a sentence like the Tayer Libenu Lo Decha Be'emet? Could you say that this is Rachamel?
Yes. But the essence of Tefillah Samusaf is definitely the Korban, and that is why we don't say this Tefillah only on those days in which there was a Korban Musaf. And that is the reason there is no Tashlumin for Tefillah Samusaf. There is Tashlumin Shachas Mincha Marav, no Tashlumin for Musaf. And why isn't there Tashlumin for Musaf? The Rishonim explained, because there's no Tashlumin for Korbanos. If you didn't bring Tumah Shel Shachar, you don't bring two Tumim at night. And if you skipped Tumah Shel Beinu Abayim, you don't bring an extra Tumah in the morning. So there is no Tashlumin for the Korbanos, and that is why there is no Tashlumin for Musaf, which proves Shachas Minchas Marav are Keneged Korbanos, but the essence of the Tefillah is not the Korban. The essence of the Musaf is the Korban. So in the context of Binyan Yerushalayim and Avos Kabonis, we say V'tayra ben Avdecha B'yemes V'anchilenu, but the essence of the tefillah is the korban, and that is why the Tzlach argues it's not rachamei, and therefore Noshim should be put. So we discuss primarily the sugya of tefillahs Noshim. We touched last week upon the broader question of chiyuv tefillah min ha-Torah v'Rabbanan, and we went over some of that today, but the shiur primarily dealt with the question whether Noshim are chayav b'tefillah, why they're chayav b'tefillah, and to what extent Noshim are chayav b'tefillah. Did I say a bracha? So in this week's parsha, as in previous weeks, we learn Maaseh Avos. And this week's parsha focuses primarily on Yaakov Avinu, on his travails and what transpired. And the parsha starts with Yaakov Avinu leaving his home, the home of Yitzchak, and embarking on his journey on his way to Padan Aram and the Cholam of Yaakov. ויבגע במקום ויונן שם כבוא השמש ויקח מיבנה המקום ויוסם אל השויסה ויח אלוהים והנה יסו לו מצווה וברוי שהוא מגיע השמיים או מלאכי אלוהיקים אוילם ויורדם בוי. And then הקודש ברוך הוא once again is נסגל את יעקב אבינו, and like I mentioned last week to יצחק, האורץ אשר אתו שויך ולאו לכו אתננו ולזר אחו. And when Yaakov gets up from that dream, ויקץ יעקב משנה סביר מרוכן יש השם במקום הזה ואונוכי, לא יודעתי, וירו ויירו ומנוירו המקום הזה, אין זה כי הם בישראל וכים, וזה שער השומיים. So the topic we discuss today is tefillah, and the Maor HaShemesh writes that בחלום יעקב נסגל לו, סוידס התפילה, and tefillah is the main dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is the chilu and rukim and ahava and yiro, and these, and that was the revelation of Yaakov Avinu. So sulam mutzav arzo, the Baratunim writes, sulam is begematria koil. It is the same gematria, and the kavon is koil tefillah and koil toiro. Malachi Elokim Oilem V'Yoredim Boy, and there are many different interpretations in the Rishonim. Who are those Malachim? And what was that Sulam all about? What did it come to indicate? Malachi Elokim Oilem V'Yoredim Boy. And then Yaakov says, Ein Zeh Kiyem Beis Elokim V'Zeh Shaar HaShomayim. And the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov being, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, an amazing idea. So the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, Kol mi sheyesh lo Torah ve'ein lo Yiras Shamayim, we say to him, Chaval al man deles ledarta, v'tara ledarta oved. Person that has Torah, he's a great lamdan, and he has no Yiras Shamayim, resembles a person that builds a beautiful door, but he has no house, and that door leads to nowhere. Chaval al man deles ledarta, and he builds a beautiful shaar, but there's nothing on the other side of that door, nothing. So Chazal seemed to indicate, Torah is merely the shaar, but Yerushalayim is the house. So Yaakov Avinu in this dream sees Sulam Mitzvah Arzah, Magi HaShemayim, Umalech Elakir Moilu V'Yoredim Boy, and according to some Rishonim and Achronim, this is a remes to Yaakov Avinu, that a human being with his koyach, he is the only creature in this world that is a baal bechira, that has the koyach and the ability to be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he influences the entirety of Bria, all the olamis, Atzilus and Bria and Yetzira and Asiya. V'hu moirid v'hu ma'al, and Malach Elakim go up and down, everything based on avoidas ha'odam. And the Zohar says that that Sulam is Nishmas HaAdam. a Jewish neshama is like a sula mutzavah so v'roishoy magiyah shemaimu. And in this dream, Yaakov was masing the soydis of Yerushamayim and Tefillah. And then Yaakov Avinu says, whatever I learned v'beis shem v'eva, ein ze kiyem beis elokim, it is now that I found the bias. V'zeh, whatever I learned up to now is merely shar ha-shamayim. Whatever I had up to this moment is just the shar. And it is now that I discovered the bias. And that's the pshat of the Baal Shem Tov, ein ze kiyem beis elokim, v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. Whatever I knew up to now was merely the shar based on the Gemara and Shabbos. Chaval al man deles le'darta, betara le'darta avid. So according to the Baal Shem Tov, what Yaakov Avinu saw in that dream is the Seudas of Yerushamayim. The Ramban and other early commentators of the Rishonim say that this was the Malchuyos, Oilem v'Yoredem, and it's a remnant to future struggles of Klal Yisrael in different Goluyos and different Geulas, and Yaakov sees the future of Klal Yisrael. So there are many different interpretations. What's that Sulam, and who were these Malachim? Chulun Daf Tzadik Beis, we find a Gemara. Malachil Elokim Oilem v'Yoredem. Oilem v'mistaklem b'diyukin shel ma'ala. Yoredem v'mistaklem b'diyukin shel ma'ato. The Malachim go up, and they see the Kisei HaKavod, the Merkava. And in the Merkava, there's Pnei Adam. And the Mekabolim said, Pnei Adam is the face of Yaakov Avinu. And the Malachim see Pnei Adam in Kisei HaKavod, which is Yaakov Avinu. And they come down, and they see, isn't that the same face? Isn't he up there? V'boi l'sekunei, they wanted to kill Yaakov and destroy him. And Rashi says in Masechet Chulin Machmas Kino, they were envious of Yaakov Avinu. Who is this mortal sleeping down there between the rocks? And his face is in Kisei HaKavod. V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Olav. Ko'odam ha-menef al benoi b'minifah. And in Medish, there's an unbelievable expression. Ko'odam ha-menef al benoi b'minifah la-havriach es ha-zvuvim v'yes ha-yetushim. So a little child is sleeping down there, and it's a nasty weather, and the mosquitoes are all over him. So his father takes a minifah and just chases away the flies and the mosquitoes. So Yaakov Avinu is down there, and these malachim were like pests. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimed olav, ko'odam ha-menef al benoi b'menifo, to chase away those pests. So the Malachim were Makan and Yaakov Avinu, which just comes to teach us what are the heights that a human being could achieve. What are the heights that our others achieved? Yaakov was Pnei Odom Shebe Merkava, and the Malachim were envious, and they wanted to hurt Yaakov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Olav, Lehegel Olav, to protect him, Ko'odom HaMeinef Al Benoi B'Menifa. And that Sulam is Nishmas HaOdam, V'malachei Elokim Oilem V'Yoredem Boi. So when Chazal teaches Chayav Odam Loim HaMos Yegiyah Masei L'Masei Avos, just to have a glimpse of Masei Avos and the amazing heights that they achieved, which should give us chizuk and inspiration to try to reach higher and to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'Toyro, B'Tfilo, and Gemilas HaSodam, because the three of us are Toyro and Avoida, and Gemilas HaSodom. As Yerotzon, we should be able to say Mosei Yegiyah Masei L'Masei Avos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember for us Chas Dayavos, and in the schus of our Ovis HaKadoshim, we should be Zorcha B'Korah B'Yomeinu Tobias Moshiach Tzidkenu, B'Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, B'Mheiru V'Yomeinu. Amen.